100 word stories.
Okay, almost done for the week. Because hi there. It's Sunday, the weekly challenge, number 992. This thing, whatever it is. It's a pick two topic: castle rules root, naked in the snow, and a pillow. And we got a bunch of stories in this week. And so I'm going to go ahead and get these out to you because I was lazy about, well, I got one story done on time last week. You don't want to talk about it. But I've got a new keyboard. It has a pass-through USB, and I can't decide whether to go with a mouse as the pass-through or a USB fan that charges up on USB. But it lasts about 4 to 5 hours, so if I'm sitting here, I can still run it from the extension cord that's under the sofa. So I don't know. I'm still thinking about this. But anyway, here's the weekly challenge, and I will get back to you at the end of this. Hello, Mist. What are you doing out here? Yeah, she's turning 16 soon. So, my God, what an old cat. Yeah, I'm going to pick you up and hold on to you. Yeah. She's a pest while I'm at work, too. Anyway, here's the stories.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The rules are clear. No pillows, no napping, no jackets. But it's snowing. Yes, so? So it's cold. The root of the problem is that people are too squirmish. Toughen up! Toughen up, toughen up. My feet hurt. And besides, why no pillows? Find your way to the castle. And why no jackets? Weapons? You could hide them. And why no napping? Because, all these questions. Well, yes, you have a nice warm jacket, and the rules make no sense. The castle is in ruins. Okay. You can have a pillow. You know what? Get lost. You and your bloody rules. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog, lizziegoodkov.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. I'm Richard. This is my story. How would you like to go? Personally, I've no interest in the usual boring ways. Forget the sudden heart attack, catastrophic stroke, or the big C. Those aren't for me. And let's not go down the route of car accidents or anything of that sort. Just too messy. I want to be recognisable after I'm gone. So, what does that leave us with? A pillow over the face. And I trust that when the time comes, you'll do the job. If not, I guess I'll resort to plan B. You'll find me frozen solid one morning, naked in the snow. And now I've got to go. Till next time.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK. My story this week is called Opening Night. After centuries keeping marauders out, the drawbridge was lifted and Castle Rock Hotel was finally open for business. The battle to turn the castle into a hotel had been a long one, and after extensive remodelling, the charm and character of a period property had been retained. It was so sympathetically modernised, the National Trust heralded the project as a masterwork. They'd got rid of mice, woodworm and damp to ensure a warm welcome for guests. Doors, floors and radiators had been silenced to ensure a good night's sleep for its patrons. So the first review hit hard. Uncomfortable pillows. Thank you for listening. See you later. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 992. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. Bilbert flew to the Withybottom mansion. In the dark of night, it appeared like an abandoned castle in the Scottish wilds. Circling the building, he found a third floor room with the lights on. He peered through the window and saw Mandy sitting on the end of her bed, clutching a pillow. He tapped the glass. Mandy jumped and ran to the window, opening it. Bilbert held onto the windowsill for balance. She looked at Bilbert's hands. "You probably shouldn't touch that. John has had me locked in my bedroom for a week, and I haven't had access to a bathroom." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Ralph. Ralph was a pheasant. Wait, no, he was a peasant. And as a peasant goes, an extraordinary peasant. He was extra at being ordinary. Ralph held fealty to his lord, which meant he did all the work, and the lord got his daily bread out of the deal. So what did Ralph get out of the deal? Well, protection from hordes of horsemen who used peasants for target practice. A serious plus there. E-ticket to the tall castle, good. A system of rules set in stone for generations. One man got everything, one man not. Because he who has the castle rules. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Find yourself a good, young, fresh human being. Nice, firm flesh and without blemish. Preferably, still warm. Pick a dark winter night to perform the ritual. Somewhere bleak and remote, and at midnight, under a full moon, bury them deep, naked in the snow. Utter the prayer of making in the ancient language, and perform the sacrifice, spilling blood upon the ground. Then wait. In the fullness of time, the corpse will begin to take root, drawing new energy from the fertile earth below. And come the spring thaw, you can plant your carrots there and have a bumper harvest.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Mario laughed as the giant creature fell into the lava lake. All he had to do now was get the princess out and collect his reward, except the townspeople said the woman was not their princess. The princess was actually in another castle. Mario growled, "Then who the fuck is this bitch?" He said. The townspeople had no idea. The woman said that she was from a land pretty far away and she needed some money to get back home. Mario said that he'd cover the ride, but it would cost her. She couldn't shit straight for a week.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, well, it's a pick two, castle rules root, naked in the snow, and a pillow. I hope you enjoyed this one. I know I did, and you're going to enjoy the next one, which is May the 4th, Star Wars, which is probably going to be a bunch of stories a lot better than the stories coming out of Lucasfilm and Disney+, I admit. So let's go ahead and have some fun with that. And I'm a little slow this morning. I got up for my walk. And, of course, I didn't get out walking until the sun was up at 8 and I sweated like a pig. And, of course, I walked to Whataburger. No wonder why I haven't lost weight for about a month. I haven't gained much. I'm pretty much at 212 through 214, so... Oh, well, maybe next month. I'm sure of it because I've got a colonoscopy planned and, oh, my God, we all know how that works. Anyway, thank you all for listening and putting up with this crap, and hopefully I'll get around to recording the story sometime next year. And, as always, keep it brief.